We're a little slow learning where the flags are located now. We used to have the flags over here for 400 years, and now they're over here for the second week in a row. And
Don't you learn the council voting on that?
Well, I think we couldn't put them there with that thing there. Got in the way.
It took priority.
We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting to order for June 9th, 2015. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of May 19th. Any corrections, concerns, or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters of thanks from organizations. The first is Westside New Beginnings, Inc., West Rehoboth Children and Youth Program, the Ronald McDonald House, the Delaware Lions Foundation, Reading Assist Institute. We have a second letter from the Ronald McDonald House of Delaware and the Joseph Patrick Faber Memorial Foundation and the Milton Historical Society, all thanking council for their contributions and donations.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Hearing none, Mr. Guy. Any public comment sign up? Sir, Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I wonder what would happen if you guys really followed the state law and even your county ordinances on your own self, just like Hillary Clinton. She's running for president. We know how dishonest she is, but it makes you guys also dishonest because you're not following the laws. You got an attorney, you pay him. I'm not going to tell you what you're not following, but I will tell you one thing. It's going to start costing you some money because I'm going to start filing FOIA complaints, and guess what? I'm going to make that man a rich man with all the FOIA complaints. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you. The first item of business... Next item of business is a presentation from the Delaware Technical and Community College. We have representatives here to present the County Council a tribute and keepsake for their support in the recently hosted Starry Starry Night Gala. Joining us today is Bobby Behrens, Dean of Instruction, Bill Wong, Development Officer, and Paulina, a student with Dell Tech. Please come forward. Thanks for being here. I don't have it here in front of me, but by all means, go ahead, introduce
it. It's a little tricky. That's we were okay. Practicing on our way here.
Oh, thank you.
So on behalf of Dr. Mark Brainerd and Dr. Ileana Smith, it really is my honor to come today and thank all of you on the County Council for your continued support, not just for this year's gala, but across the board. I think the photography here is fitting since it was taken out at our air park. And I don't have to tell you what a great support you have been for our airframe maintenance program out there and aviation maintenance program. So we thank you. And this is Paulina, our communications student. And Paulina, do you just want to tell them a little bit about yourself? Would that be okay?
Sure, all certainly. Right. Certainly.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but we're really proud of her.
Too late. hello. Thank you for having me. I'm Paulina. I'm from Poland. And I already got my bachelor's degree when I was still in Poland in American studies. And now I'm here studying communications. So this is my... result of the photography class I took, one of my favorites. So I'm really happy to be here because this is really what I want to do. This is really what I love to do. So
well, we're glad you're here, and that's a great job you've turned out there. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr. Lawson. Why don't you walk down front there and get a picture of that thing? And
okay. What is it?
Smile with her, and she'll tell you her last name.
Is it a sailboat? Oh, it is? Not a sailboat?
I thought it was a center.
Urban airplane.
Where do you want to go?
Right
in the center. Right in the center?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an angle of an airplane.
Make sure Glenn Rolfe gets a picture, too.
Are you sure about?
I'm trying to get out of the way, Sam. I can't get more. He's got a camera.
You're okay. Get ready.
It's like the Tony Awards.
That's what it is. Close to it, yeah.
You're called the backup man.
Backup man. There you go. I'm backing him up, brother. I'm backing him up.
I knew Mike and I were close, Sam, but I didn't realize we were this close.
Right. We got matching hats now.
Yeah, you two hats.
We got matching hats. We wear the hats together.
Yeah. We got to go somewhere and get jackets
yeah.
Next.
Yeah, it'll be faster.
Are you the painter? Are you the painter there, Todd?
No, I am not.
Is that an actual photograph, or is it? It is a photograph.
It is. It's from
our Sunset Rider.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, really.
It's a plane. Is that what we're looking at? Okay. Okay.
Can I decide it's a sailboat?
Well, Glenn, Mr. Rolfe, now you can tell us our last name. Yeah.
Stepanska.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
A lot of consonants at the beginning. And that airplane is one of how
one
many?
One of the eight left in the world, and it's still operational.
And it's at our airport.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So wow. I learned that today.
Is that right?
It must be in Mr. Larry Kelly's hangar.
Probably. You know what hangar you're
operational, but we could not touch it at all.
Thank you very much. Where are we planning on putting that, Mr. Lawson?
I don't know. We'll have to find a great home for it.
Yeah.
And maybe put a little plaque on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With her name. Yes.
There you go. Enshrined forever in County Council.
She painted the American flag, and that's wonderful. Good for her.
Thank you all so much.
Hey, Mr. Lawson, you're still up?
Thank you. Okay, the next order is a tribute from the Sussex County Council for the Habitat for Humanity. A proclamation, whereas Habitat for Humanity promotes home ownership through advocacy, education, and partnership with families in need to build simple, decent, affordable, and sustainable housing. And Habitat for Humanity is dedicated to eliminating substandard housing and homelessness worldwide and invites people from all faiths and walks of life to join them in their home-building efforts. And through volunteer labor and donations of money and materials, Habitat for Humanity builds and rehabilitates houses with the help of the homeowner families. And Habitat houses are sold to partner families at no profit, financed with affordable not-for-profit loans, and the homeowner's monthly mortgage payments are used to build more Habitat homes. Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, founded in 1991, has engaged in more than 13,000 volunteers and continues to create strong homeowners and stable neighborhoods. And Sussex County Habitat for Humanity dedicated its 100th home in the Sussex County area. Now, therefore, the Sussex County Council commends the Sussex County Habitat for Humanity for the completion of 100 homes and proclaims June 9, 2015 as a time for all Sussex Countyans to celebrate Habitat's contribution to Sussex County and to affordable housing. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Congratulations.
I'm all down.
And we have some members for Habitat.
Hard working people.
Brandon wants you and Brandon to get up here, too.
Have you built any of those houses? Have you built houses with them? I haven't either.
All the comments. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Maybe when I retire.
Divide it up here as we walk out. There we go. There you go.
When you retire.
Are you okay there, Chip?
Yes, sir.
Without adjustment.
Well, thank you all very much, Kevin.
Thank you all very much for all you do
for the county. We appreciate that very much. Thank you so much. Thank you for all your work.
America.
It is.
Can I say something?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, we will be doomed if she gets there.
I agree with him on that.
I just could say a quick thank you. My name is Kevin Gilmore, and I've been here a couple times over the years. We get to serve as Executive Director of Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. And just to add to the tribute, on May 27th, we dedicated the 100th and the 100th and first house in Sussex County. Latricia Morris and her family bought the first house, which was the 100th. And then we walked across the yard over to Asana and Ricardo Perez Martin's house, the 101st house, and had a large crowd gathered. It took us 24 years to build the first 100 houses here in Sussex County. And we also at that time announced the plans that in the next 7 years we would build the second 100 houses. So that's pretty exciting for us to increase our capacity to serve more people. And really the house number is one thing, but to think about 393 individuals, families, adults, children, that are living in these houses and have a stability in their lives is really the true impact of this work. And I just want to thank you all as Sussex County Council, as the Sussex County Administration, who have been very supportive over these years, whether it was through grants, through a tremendous amount of guidance, through working together with the Community Development and Housing Department. We've done some creative and some innovative things through the NSP program. 11 home ownership opportunities were made possible because of the decisions of this council and your administration. We've looked at partnerships to use properties that on a temporary basis for housing AmeriCorps volunteers, for warehousing and things like that that seem to be a mutual beneficial goal that we could use some properties to use on a temporary basis that the county had to help further these objectives, but at no cost to you all. In addition to that, we have the 100 houses. In addition to that, 132 homes have been repaired by Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. And that's something that was actually in our beginning years, we started with repairs. It wasn't until 1994 that we built our first house. And in recent years, we've come back to adding that to what we do. And that dovetails really well with some of the services of the county, and we work hand in hand with Brad and Brandy on those projects. So thank you for your support. It's really incredible for me as the director of this organization to be in a county like Sussex, where the county government understands and values affordable housing, and they see how that fits together into a healthy community if we can get our folks who are living on the edge into a sustainable housing environment. And our organization in particular targets folks who could buy that house. They just wouldn't have opportunities through other means. So I thank you for your continued support. Thank you for your support up to this point. It's hard to do affordable housing anywhere in the country, but in a growing community like we have here in Sussex, it really takes collaboration to pull that off, to control our costs, to make these opportunities available to hardworking people who want to improve their lives. So thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thanks very much for what you
thank
do.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for you and everything
good
you
program.
And your group does. We really appreciate that.
Good
it makes a better county for us. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Thanks. The next item of business is an update on the EPA's rule relating to the waters of the U.S. At last week's council meeting, Mr. Cole asked about this rule and asked for an update. We have a brief update here today for you. The rule, which has commonly been known as the Waters of the U.S. rule, is actually a final rule now, introduced May 27th of this year, and written in conjunction with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers.
I'm not sure what you said.
Say it. I'm sorry about that.
Say that again, please, Todd.
It says I'm not sure what you said.
Since the first draft was proposed back in April of 2014, the rule has gained significant attention from both the proponents and opponents alike. The National Association of Counties was very much involved in the opposition of the proposal due to the fact that most counties across the nation already have rules and regulations set forth for the waters of the U.S., some more restrictive than the new federal rule. NACO's summary was contained in your packet this week. In addition, in October 2014, this issue was discussed at the Delaware Association of Counties, and the Tri-County Association passed a resolution opposing the expansion of the Clean Water Act, which the final rule comes under. That that resolution passed and was passed along to the federal government. Now that the final rule has been released, the only recourse, if you do oppose this rule, is to seek to have the rule repealed through an act of Congress. There is currently a bill, H.R. 1732, sponsored by Representative Schuster of Pennsylvania, that calls for the repeal of the new rule. This bill passed the House of Representatives, but it awaits Senate consideration. It's been sitting in the U.S. Senate for over a month now. So I did inquire if it does have a chance on the Senate side, and I have not heard back yet. So that's a breakdown of the rule. It's final. It's been introduced. The only recourse now is to have it repealed. I will tell you, it doesn't look good, considering the fact that the rule was scrutinized throughout the drafting stages, and it still got introduced and it still got finalized. So in the federal rulemaking process, that's not a good sign to have it now pulled back out. Do you have any questions for me?
The only reason I brought it up is because when we do sewer construction or airport expansion, we're going to run into this now. And it was bad enough before, and it from the indications I'm getting from the NACO and their publications and the stuff we've been reading, like you just read it. Anyway, it's going to be very expensive and just time-consuming, and it's just going to, again, cost the taxpayers a substantial amount of money and really no improvement in protecting any of these waterways. So
yeah.
Just overreach, and I don't know if we feel like we ought to write to our two senators and share, you know, our concerns about it. It's something I don't know. Like I said, we don't have any big projects right now, but I'm you know, as we go into the future, we will.
I'd like to know something. Each county has different needs, has different geography. I mean, I don't understand where they're coming from. This is a county with a lot of flat land, a lot of water. And, I just think, so you're saying it's just been presented. It's in a committee at this time? Did you say?
It's been adopted.
Not in committee.
Now, the final rule, which was introduced back in April 2014, has gone through the rulemaking process.
Right.
It was finalized and introduced May 27th, 2015.
Introduced?
No. It's in its final.
Final.
Its final. In our final form, it is now rule of law in the federal rulemaking process.
Let me ask a dumb question. Who is responsible for that? Are there elected officials involved in that?
The way it worked, the rule in rulemaking process is the federal regulations. So those that were responsible for drafting the rule were the two agencies that I referenced, the EPA and U.S. Army Corps. So they were responsible for drafting and now implementing the rule.
I don't doubt their wisdom, but I don't hear elected officials anywhere. Am I correct?
Elected officials allowed the rule to be written.
They did vote on it?
Absolutely. They would have to have had enabling legislation to allow the rulemaking process to take place.
Okay, so that's where they came in. Okay. What about, does this have anything to do with groundwater, available groundwater? I'm watching documentaries on California. They're running, they're predicted to run entirely dry next year. I mean, and they're digging very deep. So I don't know how this might affect that, our drinking water.
I wouldn't know.
Don't know?
I do not know.
What it's going to affect is like tax ditches. Any of the ditches in Sussex County, we have so many, we hear about it all the time. I don't know, maybe possibly the cleaning of these ditches. All of a sudden, they become defined as waters of the U.S. So the definitions aren't clear, and that was the concern that they had that. Mm-hmm. It can have a serious impact, and we're going to be talking drainage this afternoon. So maybe there's a linkage here, and we will find out maybe what our soil conservation people think.
I'd like to look up which elected officials signed on for that. I'll do that.
A bunch of Democrats.
Mr. Arnett.
No. I based on Councilman Cole's input right there, should we consider, as a county council, to put forth a resolution to be in support of the retraction? To let our federal delegation know how we feel.
It's part of the process. They should hear from us. We're part of the you know, we could be part of the problem, we can be part of the solution. So, I mean, in other words, if they don't hear from us, they're going to assume we support all that stuff. So I just think that they might want to consider the impact that it'll have on county government and municipal governments, local governments, and plus the private sector. But I'm just talking as a county councilman and how it will impact the county.
Does it need to be done now?
Well, I would say I will, Mr. President, if I may, therefore put forth a resolution that Sussex County Council be in support of the retraction. Is that an accurate statement, Mr. Lawson?
Repealed.
To be in support of repealing of the, what is the House bill?
In support of H.R. 1732.
1732.
Which, in effect, repeals the rule, and the rule is the Waters of the U.S. rule.
And we might want to say, Rob, in this resolution, that we support the position of the National Association of Counties. We're taking that position.
So
we support their efforts.
And what's their efforts?
Their efforts are to repeal it.
Repeal what?
I
mean, we're talking here. Let's be honest here. Let's see exactly what it is.
Overreach of the federal government as it relates to Sussex County.
Well, I understand it's always overreach of the government. I've heard that from Big
judgment.
Brother, all this. But what is the big reach? What do they want to do? What's actually going to do?
Come get you.
Well,
Sam, read up on it.
You guys are talking. You will make resolutions.
The major concern, as I understand it, and not a subject matter expert, let me put that out there first. But the new definitions or the vague terminology contained within the rules of the new definition will, one, bring in new types of waterways like tributaries, ditches of such that would come under federal regulation. That's probably the main concern. More waterways will be under federal regulation, and that's probably the biggest concern. NACO has come out very strong in opposition to that because historically, outside of Delaware, counties regulate that at a local level. We heard at one presentation that for a county to clean out its own ditch, it's probably going to have to wait and get permits and take 6 months to delay and pull multiple permits just to clean out a ditch now.
Which costs money.
Correct.
Time is money.
Actually, we've been longer than that. We tried to get the fifth ditch clean. It was probably 2 years.
Okay, well, anyway.
Actually, this is not new. This is old. This is back during the Clinton time. And then when Bush got elected on January, as soon as he got elected, following week, they come out to my place, the soil conservation, and said, let's dig these ditches while we can because we have lifted the regulations. Now, is it regulations back? I agree with NACO. I don't have a problem with it. But I don't know if the general public understands all we're saying here. When you talk back and forth here, but let's make it plain here what we're going to make a resolution or recline or what we're going to change. That's all I'm saying.
Well, why don't we have a draft, and maybe next week, Todd, bring a draft of a resolution that we can send, okay, and we'll read it and let Mr. Wilson have his input then and see if he's comfortable with what we're saying.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but
we're not going to get in a whole lot of detail. Sam, there is a bill out there to try to repeal it so they could rewrite it and do it effectively, and that's all we're doing. We're supporting that legislation, and it appears to be a bipartisan from the House of Representatives. It's a bipartisan piece of legislation.
I do know that Representative Carney voted in favor of the bill when it went through the House.
And also, NACO is also a bipartisan organization, and from counties all across this nation. And we've taken a position at the NACO board to try to curtail some of this. So anyway, we weren't effective. They passed the regulations, and now there's some effort to do something. I just think our voice needs to be heard.
Mr. Lawson, if you would bring back
something
next week for us to read and look at and vote on.
One more question.
Mrs. Deaver.
Thank you. Congressman Carney voted for the upset of the bill.
Mr. Carney voted in favor of H.R. 1732 to repeal the rule when it came through the House of Representatives.
And then we don't know what we have after that.
Well, it's sitting in the Senate, and if the Senate were to consider it.
Legally, I mean, where are we if they don't pass that? We go back to the old regulations.
The rule stays in effect. Now, the new rule is in effect.
New rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. He doesn't want to appeal it then.
I'm sorry.
So his vote means he does not want to appeal that new rule. Is that correct?
No, his vote meant that he did want to repeal.
He did want to.
He supports the repeal of the legislation.
Well, my question is, where are we at that point? If it's.
It's in the Senate.
If it's,
they
no,
haven't acted on it.
No, if the appeal goes through.
Right.
Then we have to figure out.
The old rules.
Okay, they're the old rules. Okay.
If they don't do that, then we have new rules.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Report.
Last item is the County Administrator's Report for June 9, 2015. Item number one, I'm pleased to announce that the Nonprofit International Academies of Emergency Dispatch in May awarded the Sussex County 911 Center reaccreditation as an Emergency Medical Dispatch Center of Excellence. The award, as the 65th Emergency Medical Dispatch accredited center in the world, is the fifth such award for the county since its initial accreditation in 2001. Winning this award requires voluntary self-analysis and compliance with industry standards, including the Medical Priority Dispatch System, a protocol for assessing medical emergencies and dispatching the appropriate response. As part of the reaccreditation process, the center had to meet the IAED's 20 points of excellence, which examines everything from questions dispatchers ask and in what order to continuing training and the center's design. The center will be formally recognized for its accomplishments at the Navigator 2016 conference in Washington, D.C., and on the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch website. Congratulations to Director Joe Thomas and the EOC staff and dispatchers for this significant accomplishment.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Mrs. Jennings, quarterly pension review.
Good morning, Mr.